All right, welcome back to K-Wave, the radio network here, as we are pretty much celebrating a thing that happened today, obviously with Pastor Chuck Smith entering into heaven in the presence of Jesus Christ. And we've been receiving phone calls from pastors and friends and interviews here on K-Wave. I'm Robert Baltadano, and I have Pastor James Cadiz right now, who's from Calvary Chapel, Signal Hill. And Pastor, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, it's a real honor to be here. What a privilege.
Now, tell us, how has Pastor Chuck Smith impacted your life?
Oh, tremendously. I mean, I think like all of the pastors around here, and of course people who aren't, easily could say that he impacted us by his example. I mean, the man was an amazing man of God who loved God with all of his heart. And I remember meeting Pastor Chuck for the first time, and when I met him, the example that he was to me was unbelievable just by his behavior, even though I said some things that I didn't even realize I was saying. It was just an amazing situation as I met him, and God just did an amazing work in my life through him, through his amazing work, and it's just been amazing to see how Pastor Chuck has been used throughout the years.
Yeah, and one of the things, obviously, that we receive from him is that simple teaching of the Word of God,
amen,
verse by verse, and that's one of the things that have impacted so many people. And I went out to New York, and I pastored a Calvary Chapel in upstate New York, and that was one of the things that people grabbed onto, is the teaching of the Word, the simple teaching of the Word of God. And I'm sure you've experienced that at your church as well, just by the example that Chuck has laid out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. As a result of the teaching of the Word of God, I mean, that's what changes lives. It's not advertising. It's not, hey, come on over and we'll give you this gimmick and we'll give you that gimmick. And that's something Pastor Chuck taught us. And I know for me, he made an impression on my life as a young man just by the example that he lived. I met him before I even knew who he was. And kind of an interesting story, actually. I was at an anniversary celebration for my pastor, Pastor Jeff Johnson, and they had asked Pastor Chuck to go down there, and Pastor Chuck was supposed to surprise them, so he kind of sat in the audience area, and I was a new believer. I was probably 3 weeks old in the Lord at that point, and I decided I want to go to church every service there is, so I went to this special service, and I sat down by this older fella who was to the right of me, and I said, man, who is this guy that everybody's making such a big deal of? I mean, they seem to just love this guy, but they worship the ground he walks on, and we're supposed to worship God. You know, I'm just a zealous kid, really doesn't know a whole lot better, and Pastor Chuck was the guy that I was talking to, and he was also the one I was talking about. And as they called his name, I said, hey, by the way, my name is James. And he says, oh, by the way, my name is Chuck, you know, in that beautiful voice that he has. And he walked out there and he did the sermon. And he always remembered me from that day on and treated me with love and respect. I remember the next time I actually saw him was at a pastor's conference the following year, actually, and he remembered me and took me under his arms and prayed for me on a regular basis and was a great encourager. And you could see that he never thought of himself more highly than he ought to. He was an amazing man, and his humility made an impact. I didn't see Chuck when I looked at him. I saw Jesus, and he was always a reminder of Christ to me.
And one of the things that in your ministry, obviously, you do the verse by verse, chapter by chapter.
Absolutely.
And what is one thing that that I guess is that has impacted your heart in just seeing the love that he had for Jesus that has changed your life?
Well, I'll tell you this much. I learned, this is something I even teach my staff now, that it's never about everything externally. It's always about the condition of my heart. Pastor Chuck taught me that from an early age. It's what happens in the areas of your life that nobody else sees except God. You're there to serve God. So be happy in serving him. Get out there, endure the hardship, endure the difficulty. And Pastor Chuck was always an inspiration to me in that level. You remember, I mean, there was a point in time in my life, I was 300 pounds heavier than I am. I was in a wheelchair. And there were times where my body didn't even want to get up to go speak to people and teach the word of God. And I'd hear Pastor Chuck on the radio and it would be like a wake up, man. Stop looking at yourself. Look to me. Seek me, put me first. And when people see Jesus, you know, when people see the Lord in me, then lives will be transformed. And that's what he taught me. I mean, that, and just an amazing thing. It's something my own pastor taught me. Of course, Pastor Chuck's one of my pastors, but Pastor Jeff, and he learned it from Pastor Chuck, and that's put your hands to the plow and don't look back. And that's what we did this morning. This morning, we found out that Pastor Chuck went to go be with the Lord. 40 senior pastors, Calvary Chapel senior pastors, met over there at Calvary Chapel Downey, and we prayed and we got in the Word because we knew that that would be what Pastor Chuck would want us to do.
Now, how did you come in contact with Calvary Chapel Ministries? How did you get involved?
A friend told me. A friend actually told me, hey, you got to catch this. This is an amazing thing. You got to come out. This guy, he can speak real well. And, you know, I was raised by a Christian mother and father. My mom and dad were both radically persecuted for their faith. They were born and raised in Egypt. And so they've always had a great love for the Lord. But that love for the Lord didn't translate to me until I actually was confronted by God. Mm-hmm. And God used Pastor Jeff to do that with me. And it wasn't much longer, probably within 3 to 5 weeks of the time I got saved, I started listening to Pastor Chuck and have listened through him teaching the Bible to me at least 10 or 15 times all the way through. It's amazing.
And speaking about Pastor Jeff Johnson, who you're referring to, he's actually on the line right now.
Pastor Jeff, that's so great.
Oh, he's not. Okay, he's not there yet. Okay.
Oh, okay.
But he's going to be calling in, and he's your pastor, like you said, and you came under him, and obviously the influence that Pastor Chuck had on Pastor Jeff and the many pastors that are out there pastoring churches, like especially that first generation pastors of the Calvary Chapel ministry, the movement. And, you know, one of the things that I remember for me, you know, is going to Bible college is just going through the entire Bible with Pastor Chuck Smith and just the simplicity and learning so much and the knowledge that he gave you just totally radically changed my approach to scripture.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited to just teach the Bible in that way, you know what I mean? And I'm sure you feel the same way.
And you know this, Robert. I mean, you're a pastor. He inspired us. The Spirit of God in Pastor Chuck inspired us to serve people.
Right.
And inspired us to love people, to care about people, because we're serving God first. I learned that if my relationship with God is in line, then I'm going to naturally learn to love people. And it's something that I learned from my example in Pastor Chuck, and obviously through Pastor Jeff as well.
Right. You're listening to the K-Wave Radio Network, and I have Pastor James Cadiz from Calvary Chapel, Signal Hill. And Pastor James, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, it's quite an honor. I'm just blessed that I would be able to share my thoughts on Pastor Chuck. It's a real honor to be here.
Today, the staff of K-Wave join you in mourning the loss of Chuck Smith. Chuck Smith and Calvary Chapel have played an important role in the evangelical movement. K-Wave is part of his vision, his gift to you. God used him in great ways, and his memory will be with us forever. Thank you for continuing to pray for his family and for those that are mourning his loss today. Chuck Smith is home.